Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, on to the Tigers. So here are the train and trial players. It's Josh Felody and Christian Manaming.
Sorry, just to clarify, some are train and trial, some have been like upgraded, like into first grade.
Yep.
And some have like been signed, but are like haven't played yet. So they're not all train and trial, but they're just like kind of young guns coming through.
The reason why I'm struggling with these names is they're written in pen. If they were written like normally, I'd be able to get. But so this is Ma'a Naima. Christian Ma'a Naima. Apologies if I got that wrong. Now, Gaines, Api Korosau, Isaiah Papali'i, Tristan Riley from the Waratahs. I didn't know about that. David Nofualuma returns from the Storm. Charlie Staines from the Penny Panthers. The Big Clem Dog from the Knights. Sione Fainu, Manly, and Will Smith from the Titans. Sione Fainu from Manly. Really? So that is that the older brother, like the forward?
Yeah, the front rower.
The front rower?
Yep.
Wow, that's an interesting one. Because he's fucking...
He's handy.
Got a bit about him.
Yep.
Young too. What stands out for you here, Timmy?
I was just going through... About to start going through and putting the forward pack together. And just holy Jesus. Mm. Api Korosau at nine. What do you got? IPAP coming in on an edge. Clem comes in up front. You know, you've got Alex 12 floating around.
Sean Blore.
Joe O, who I thought was overrated heading into last year. It was tremendous for him in a really, really tough season. Their forward pack just looks so good. And I'm so happy for the Tigers. And I hope it's not a case of, yeah, we've got the names, but can they produce? The oldest cliche in rugby league is that, you know, as good as your back line is and your halves are, they can't do anything if they're playing behind a beaten pack. Well, they've got the pack now to dominate teams at NRL level. And what that does for Luke Brooks, what that does for Adam Dewey, Dane Laurie, the team I'm most excited to see in round one is the Tigers, based off just this new look roster.
So who excites you the most? Api, Isaiah, Knopf coming back, Staines, Clemmer?
I think we know what we're going to get from IPAT. We know what we're going to get from David Clemmer. It's Api Korosau, and how could it not be? We've seen him be very good in the past at Manly and across different levels of football. We've seen him dominate at Penrith, but it was in an unbelievable team. All right, he's going from the top to the bottom. How good is this bloke?
Yeah.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. It's crazy thing. Api has won 3 premierships.
Yep.
Like, the Tigers managed to sign a number 9 that has won 3 comps. I mean, in the NRL right now, I don't think there's any player that has won more than 3 comps. So, like, that's... It's incredible. Who's your... Is it Api?
Api's the standout for me, but I am really excited about David Clemmer going there. And if I was Tim Sheen's Benji Robbie, I'd be telling Clemmer, get Stefano. Have him next to you for the next 2 fucking years, because Stefano could be, you know, the front rower of the next decade. Mm. He's got the sort of potential to be able to do it. So I'm really hoping that Clemmer has arrived at the perfect time. you obviously two guys you mentioned there that they aren't gains, but they're coming back. They didn't have them for vast majority last year. Alex Twell, he's going to be fucking huge to have him back. And mate, Sean Bloor's got so much potential.
Well, he was a Penrith junior that they fucking devastated to lose, weren't they?
Matty, captain of New South Wales 16s, 18s.
Yeah, he was pretty much captain of everything. Was always like the top of the pathways. So I think it was the 18s. The 18s captain one, he was Cam Murray. The next year was Payne Haas, and the year after that was Sean Bloor.
And his debut went toe-to-toe with Nathan Brown, a prime Nathan Brown, ready to fucking rip and tear. Young fella coming on against a veteran Nathan Brown against the Eels and saying, let's fucking dance, baby.
Arguably won that battle too.
Arguably, probably did. So did his ACL last year or whatever.
Yep.
Sean Bloor, we'll get to the squads. Apologies, guys. Apologies. We'll get to the squads next week or the week after or whatever. But in regards to Clemmer, you're totally right. Like the experience and knowledge and also like, you know, we see the maniac on the field, but Clemmer is what I've heard in regards to people that are good mates with him, whatever, like he cares deeply for his team that he's playing with. He's not just some guy that you go, oh, let's get him going crazy and just send him out there. He's a guy that he truly cares about the players next to him. He wants to win. He wants the best for everyone. And I almost feel like that kind of love and leadership is just exactly what the Tigers need right now.
Yeah, and you can talk about it more, but I just don't think you can undervalue how much it matters to have the craziest and the toughest guy on the field.
Mm.
Just knowing that you're running out with that guy, he's gonna put his head where I wouldn't put my fucking foot.
Like Webke was the king of it. You just knew, like, it wasn't the biggest, strongest, but you knew he's not taking a backward step no matter what.
I mean, like Tigers are going to run out next year having that guy in Clemmer. And, you know, in most situations, if he plays to his best, Isaiah Papali'i, the best forward on the field.
It's insane. Like, the work that Papali'i gets, it's going to be interesting. I hope they don't try to, like, move Papali'i, like, position. It's just so still weird. So, God.
I almost think they've got too many middles in the rest of their squad to not
I'm
play
just,
them.
I'm just doing, like, yeah, I'm just doing the exact thing. I was going through it sort of off the top of the head. Lots of middles. Back rows, they've lost Garner, Tuolungi. At a stretch, Tyrone Peachy, who could sort of play anywhere, Luciano Leilua. So IPAP has to be on the edge because you're right, they've got a lot of middle forwards in Clem, Joe O, Twol, Utakumano, should I say. So I'm actually looking at it going, who's going to be the other edge back row for them? Mm. So IPAP.
Hopefully Sean Bloor, I'd say.
Probably Sean Bloor. Hopefully. So them two boys could be locked in for big, big minutes. IPAP 80, because I'm not sort of saying standing out there as another edge man for them, but.
Which is interesting because, like, he used to come off sometimes at the Eels. His numbers are going to explode at the Tigers. Like, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys play Supercoach? Because I got a tip for you.
Send it.
Buy Isaiah Papali'i.
Kevy, what are the chances of us getting you into Supercoach?
Mate, I got too much on me plate.
I don't want you to because then no one will listen to me and Guru.
Mate, stay away. My super coach is working out how to make the missus happy every day. That's my fucking super coach.
I might give you some tips on a beer after too.
Isaiah Papali'i is going to be really interesting. I have to be, not devil's advocate, but I have to be negative Nancy. Mm. Negative Nancy. And that is, there is a world where, is there a concern he leaves the Eels system that brought the best out of him? He goes to the Tigers that... No disrespect, but unfortunately their system recent years hasn't been the greatest. Is there a concern that we lose that one of the best forwards in the comp, Isaiah Papali'i, due to the next system that he's in?
100% there is. Mm. I mean, you look back 10, 15 years ago, Adam Blair, he signed there as, in my opinion, one of the best forwards in rugby league. And that just went completely to shit. I mean, they have got a history of this happening at the Tigers. Unfortunately, I hope that they can turn it around and... I just think he's been so good the last 2 years. I can't imagine him going backwards.
Mm.
But because he's at this club, it worries me.
It's like, and we have to talk about it, otherwise we're not being honest, but the reality is there are players there that are not playing to their potential, like not even close. Timmy, are you concerned at all or not?
I hadn't thought about it until you brought it up. Now
sorry,
I
Bruce.
Am.
Bring the fucking mood down.
I was having a good time. But the question for me is, I think your edge back rower is only as good as the half inside them and what they can unlock for them. I would imagine IPAP will play on the right, which will be outside Adam Dewey. How will Dewey impact Papali'i's game?
Mm. Which is interesting because, like, Dewey's a ball runner.
He's a ball runner or cut out.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, one of my – look, I'm not here to tell Benji and fucking Robbie Tim Sheens what to do. But if I was coach, one of my key partnerships, like, I'd almost be rooming them together.
Yep.
Dewey, Papali'i, training all season, Dewey and Papali'i hitting lines, outlines, unders, short balls. Just constantly putting them together to make sure, because like that's your most potent part of your field.
Would he be better off on the left? I'm sure he could make the change easily enough. Yeah. He'd be amazing defensively for Luke Brooks. Mm. And would Luke Brooks be better at isolating him on the half or the opposition defender, like the one-on-ones? Maybe.
Well, I think like if you're going to make the decision, make it now.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, and it's a good point. Like maybe at the start of preseason, you go, you know what? Let's fucking shift him across, get him outside Luke Brooks. Hopefully it gives Brooks confidence too of going, you know, sometimes a half just – who was I speaking to in regards to – I was speaking to a former half or whatever, and he was talking about sometimes it was the wide-running forward outside him that made him confident because he was like, I know I've got a fucking dog outside me that's ready to go defensively and also in attack. And so I wonder if that's a way they unlock Brooks where I've got the best back row in the comp, arguably, outside me. They get a few games together. He starts hitting some holes, hitting some lines. Brooks' games all of a sudden goes to confident, I can do this, rah, rah. So, yeah, it's a good point. Maybe he does get shifted.
But at the same time, I look at it on the other side as well and go, fuck it. Like, obviously, Adam Dewey's such a great running game. Him off the back of an IPAP hit up, like him just sweeping down that short side after IPAP. I think, do we all agree Adam Dewey's their best player? Like, in order to win games.
I mean, I this is going to sound, I know Brooks gets heaps of hate. I think Luke Brooks is their best player. Like, as in, talent-wise. But you're right.
When you need someone to put the icing on the cake and win games of football, I think it has to be Dewey.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, right now, 100%. Yeah. Like, right now, 100%. But I just think, like, Luke Brooks, in my opinion, if he was at the Storm Roosters or whatever, would be absolutely fucking tearing the comp apart. But you are right.
Mm.
Dewey is there. He's their guy. He's the tip of the spear, in my opinion. But look, I had to bring it up. I think Isaiah Papali'i is a completely changed man. I don't think that he's going to be the guy. He's a different bloke to the bloke that was at the Warriors that could barely get a start. I think he's grown as a bloke. I think Parramatta Eels was the best thing that could have ever happened to him. I think he's going to take those lessons to the Tigers. And I think Appy is going to take the lessons from Penrith. And I think he'll play well. I really do. And at the very least, he'll just get through a bunch of work. And as I said, hot tip, super coach. Super coach.
Put in the black book. As you said before, you know, with the career of Nathan Cleary, the real turning point was Appy arriving. Fuck, Kempy, I hope the turning point
is Appy arriving. Honestly, like, I'll want to do the podcast nude for the whole year if Luke Brooks gets Dally M fucking... like, there would be nothing that would make me more happy, like, as you just said, than seeing Luke Brooks turn the career around and take the Tigers at least into the top eight. Like, what an incredible story that would be, because, fuck, it's been rough. Whew. It's been rough for the poor fella.
And I mean, you know, to the Tigers' credit, they have gone all chips in on him. They've let Hastings go. They also let Jock Madden go. It's, yep. It's Brooksy or no one, essentially.
And Dewey, or I think like Dwahi, but Dewey, they haven't re-signed him yet. So they've gone all in on Brooks.
Yeah.
So recruitment-wise, I'd probably say Tigers maybe just under Bulldogs. Definitely winners.
On paper, yeah. It's got the potential to be better than Canterbury if everything goes right.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm talking more purely recruitment. Like, yeah, they got the premiership back-to-back winning hooker. They got the Dally M back rower. They got David Clemmer, who is, I believe he's still a premier front rower. And then you've got a young gun in Fainu. Do you know more about Fainu in regards to...
Not a heap. I know that he's a front rower that's been at Manly. I don't think he's played a stack of first grade. But Fainu's, they certainly are a talented family.
Yep, for sure.
Good point on the halves depth guru. If one of them, if Dewey or Brooksy goes down...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, I'm sure there's someone there, one of these.
There's Will Smith. That's why they've signed him.
Will Smith, right. Yeah. Which, I really like Will Smith as a footballer. I think he's a great 14 and a great depth player because he can play a lot of positions quite well. I think fullback's probably his best position. At the same time, if Adam Dewey does his ACL, horrible thing to say, but hypothetically, in the preseason, he's had his injury woes. A little light on depth-wise in the halves, but... You know, you can't be strong every week.
Oh, I think that goes for either of the halves. If either of them go down, I think they're fucked.
Oh, you're right, the season off. If yeah, either their halves go down.
Which a lot of teams are in that position.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. But I think their depth. Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Fingers crossed, though. Get through it. I just want to see the Tigers put some good games together, get the fans happy, get them involved.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.